It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time to get this show on the road. So why don't we start with Carry Out? This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The president was in Kenosha today. You know what? Sorry, I forgot to put on my Kenosha filter. Let me try this again. The president was in Kenosha today. Go Pack. Kenosha. That's really all I got. That's the extent of the Kenosha experience right there. President Trump unveiled a new executive order to review who gets H-1/B visas. This is to possibly crack down on foreign skilled workers coming to this country to take American jobs. But since we're talking about less than 60,000 visas, this is more of a USA, USA than fixing any current issue. I'm not sure how many out-of-work Kenosha factory workers were passed over at Google. Maybe a ton, but probably maybe not. The jobs in question are in the tech sector, also in the fashion industry, where the First Lady, yes, Melania Trump, once had an H-1B visa. When hearing this, President Trump's response?
I did not know that.
Then he went bowling. What he did. Also today, it was made public that the aircraft carrier and strike team that was supposed to be on its way to North Korea isn't anywhere near North Korea. It's in Australia. It took a reporter snooping through the gram to realize that they were 3,500 miles south of where the White House said they were. The response from the White House, why do you still listen to us? Do you know that fake news thing? Well, that's us. We do that. So the stare down that was reported for the last couple days between North Korea and the U.S., non-existent. Not a great moment for us, the American people. Yeah, I don't need to know where the Navy's currently at. I don't. I really don't. But getting everyone all tense about, I don't know, nuclear war? Kind of lame, right? Especially that was fake. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich is appealing, hoping for a... Now, you know what? Let's go ahead and pass on that one. It seems like that's a story for every third Friday of every month. A new study ranking best cities in America named Naperville number 2 in the whole country. Really? Ann Arbor was number 1. One of the reasons Naperville was named number 2 is because of its close proximity to Chicago, where residents can go for entertainment and fun. Oh, okay. So where does Chicago rank? That's a good one. Didn't even register. Didn't even show up on the list. I mean, come on. The survey was based on schools and safety. But Chicago has unlicensed party buses, so that's pretty cool. It's got to count for something. Mayor Emanuel is vowing to crack down on unlicensed party buses. What? What? You're going to take that away? That's all we had going. Unlicensed party buses. A new ordinance is being floated in city council to give hotel workers a panic button to alert authorities if they're in danger or need assistance. So next time you ask for more pillows, make sure you do it nicely, or you'll be asking for more pillows at county. I say a panic button isn't enough. I say go trap doors next. So if you're arguing about your stay, boom, hit the button and you're banished to the dungeon boiler room like Jabba the Hutt. Right? Then you have to be a Jedi to kill that weird animal that's in the boiler room. Something like that. Now it's time for the Downloads Lake Michigan Water Break. Now with Chromium. Tastes like rusty nachos. And that was the Downloads Lake Michigan Water Break. A new species was found in the Philippines. It's a giant shipworm, which measures in at 5 feet long. And it looks like something you never, ever, ever, never want to look at. Seriously, do not Google it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Ah, you did it. You know what it looks like? It looks like when you squeeze cranberry out of the can, but the can was 5 feet long and it wasn't cranberry, but a prehistoric worm. Does that make sense? But interesting, the worm is so gross, it defies cell logic. It feeds off bacteria that usually would make humans sick. So there you go. This gross cranberry worm could save our species. Good talk. In weather, too windy for me. I'm a purist. It just wasn't nice enough. In sports, the Blackhawks lost a heartbreaker last night in overtime to teeter on the brink of elimination. The number one seed Hawks are down 3-0 to the Predators. They've been in this situation before, maybe not this particular situation, but the future is grim. Although last night, two of those Predator goals, freakish, right? Sham, if you ask me. Including the one where the Predator dude interfered with Crawford by hitting his head. But you know what? That's hockey, I guess. Or not. It's illegal. Thursday night's game 4, the biggest stat to take home, Hawk fans. Dating back to the regular season, the Hawks have lost 7 in a row as Pete Zimmerman has been telling us for the past couple months.
Never peak too early.
That's right. Tonight, the Bulls look to get up two games in the number one seed Celtics. Right now, they're taking the lead. They are whooping up 25-15 in the first quarter, beating Boston on their home court. Man, you know what? The number one advantage in the first game was rebounding. The Bulls got big. If they continue, they might have a chance here. Can you imagine a month ago if I told you the Bulls would have more playoff success than the Hawks? What is going on? Ups and downs and topsy-turvy. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. The Bears' offseason moves will wrap up next week with the draft, but lots to look for in the next couple weeks, including whether or not Kyle Long will be healthy for 2017. He had surgery on his ankle and didn't go well. So instead of, I don't know, fixing his shoulder, which was also his labrum is torn, he said, nah, you know what? I'm done with surgeries. I'm good. Just remember that. Tuck that nugget of info away for November when they're like, Kyle Long, out with a shoulder injury. Also, the Bears better pick a quarterback in the draft, right? I'm just saying. I mean, this better not be one of those cute drafts where we found a tight end in a small college in the Virgin Islands. I don't know. Nobody knows about him. He could be great. No, just stick with a champ. Deshaun Watson. Come on. In baseball, the Cubs are back at it with the Brew Crew tonight at Wrigley. Javi at short, John Jay in center. Addison Russell takes a seat. Shuffling the Cubs lineup is like Tetris. Also, the Cubs have lost four in a row, and they haven't done that. I mean, really, they haven't done that in like 1 year. Sorry. I was going to say my lifetime, but really, it's only been 1 year. The upstart Pirates got some bad news. All-star outfielder Starling Marte suspended for 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs. Eek. The White Sox in the Bronx take on the Yankees. Todd Frazier out again with flu-like symptoms, missing his third straight game. Yikes. Get some Theraflu up in there. And finally, tonight, Russians have disputed the claim that they're sending an armed robot to space to guard/protect the International Space Station. Critics are calling the Russian robot the Terminator. The Russians are like, no, it's not the Terminator. It's more like Ivan Danko from Red Heat. No word if they're sending up a Jim Belushi robot to accompany him, or maybe just Jim Belushi in general, because, you know, work is kind of slowed down. That's the carryout for April 18, 2017. Hey, in honor of Tax Day today, we're giving you no discounts. Nope. If anything, you should pay us. All right, coming up, Alderman Hopkins will be here. We'll talk about safety, security, private, public, what we can expect from the future policing of Chicago neighborhoods. Alderman Hopkins in studio here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.